Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes. And points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy.
Was this 76? Damn it. I totally screwed this up, man.
It's all right. Scott, are you serious?
That's on me. It's totally on me. I was the one that picked these songs. I just assumed it was Bob Seger. They were all 80s.
Bob Seger was primarily 70s, I think.
I don't need your help.
I'm going to post this ad.
Right. I'm going to leave. Now.
I'm going to post this ad for Scott. We're talking about the cartoons, you know, and the beer ads and inappropriate ads back in the day. I was Googling around looking for the name of the beer I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
And someone put together a montage of all of the just grossly sexist beer ads back in the 60s. I'm going to turn this around. This is an ad for an ale. The export ale that ran in the Atlantic Advocate in 1966. I'm going to have you read it. It shows a woman. She's smiling through a glass of beer.
Okay, so she's holding up a
clear
glass.
Pint glass of beer.
It's a Pils.
Yeah.
Pilsner. And the glass covers the bottom half of her face, but you can still see her
face
through the glass of beer. And it reads underneath, suddenly... she never looked prettier.
Can you believe that?
Love it.
Sam.
That was a joke.
Unbelievable.
Well, it really is remarkable.
What they used to get away with?
No, what ads you find to be outrageous.
Where, you don't think that's outrageous?
And yet when I complain about commercials where a dad doesn't know how to hook up a Wi-Fi or where dad is sleeping on the couch with Cheerios all over his body... somehow, because that's all dads do during the middle of the day. You know that, Will. They just sleep. They're lazy.
Well, I mean,
dads are lazy.
That is nowhere more evident than in the marketing for Mother's Day gifts versus Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because every Mother's Day, it's...
You're going to regret the minute you brought this up.
For the woman who gave you everything, an unconditional love, give her the best you can. And then when it comes to...
I squatted you out. Did I not give you everything?
When it comes to Father's Day, it's, well, we know your dad isn't that great of a guy, but you should at least give him a tie or something.
Mm-hmm. Give him a gift
tool.
Card to Home Depot so that he can keep doing things around the house.
No. Sam, you bring up an interesting point. Like, when Father's Day comes around, it's all about grilling out and Home Depot. Can you imagine if for Mother's Day, the commercials were about vacuum cleaners and dustbins?
Well, I'm guessing back in the 60s and 70s they were.
Well, they're not now.
Hey, Scott,
Sam.
This crazy phenomenon, and I don't know if you've heard of it, but it goes by double standard.
Oh, that's right. That's
weird.
See, this is why I roll my eyes when you complain about the ads. The women are just making up for decades of sexism in ads, and you get one Cheerios ad laying on a couch, and you're like, oh my God.
Sleeping in the middle of the day, because that's all dads do.
Why
They're
is
lazy.
He sleeping in the middle of the day?
Well, and look at almost every sitcom. Animated or otherwise, the dad is the idiot.
He's the doofus. He's the idiot. That's right.
Very true.
Yeah. The only one where that was not true was The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to watch that anymore.
Or King of the Hill.
I mean, he's a rapist.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
What do you mean we're not allowed to watch that anymore?
I can separate the art from the artist.
Well, I can't separate
Unless
the rape from the show.
Okay. Anyway. I mean, look at, like, what's the one with Bob Saget in it?
Full House.
Full House.
That was just an
awful
show.
It's a horrible show. I get it. I understand that. But in that show, the one or two times that I've watched it, the dads are the dummies.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. All the guys in that show are
pretty
dumb. They're
just goofballs. I mean, that is literally this is our
And isn't it funny that all these years later, who's the one we're talking about? It's not the dads.
What do you mean?
On that show, all these years later, it's not the dads we're talking about.
We're talking about the twins. What's her face? Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
We're talking about that one.
But anyway.
Homer Simpson's an idiot. Yeah, Peter Griffin is an idiot. Mm-hmm.
And you watch The Simpsons. You've never laughed at The Simpsons?
Yeah, I laugh at it. But I also recognize the double standard that exists. Gentlemen, this is our struggle.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, embrace it. That's all you got to worry about.
Life is hard.
This is our struggle. It's very hard. This is our struggle.
The struggle is real.
I don't know how we make it through.
The struggle is real, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, speaking of, not to go back to this, but I'm mildly obsessed about this. You did see Felicity Huffman was in court late yesterday afternoon.
They want her to go to jail for like a month or something.
So I don't think it's
which I think is fair.
I don't think it's been decided. But yes, I think her attorneys are saying, you know,
well, they don't want her to go to jail at all.
She thought about doing it with the second daughter and paying the money to get her into school, but she didn't.
Right.
She thought better of it and thought this is probably not a good idea. And she will be sentenced on Friday.
And prosecutors want her to go for at least a month.
Prosecutors are recommending 1 month.
I think that's fair.
Now, her attorneys have asked for a year's probation plus community service and a $20,000 fine.
Yeah, suck it. Here's what I don't understand about this whole story about, you know, privilege and getting into college, et cetera, et cetera. Her husband, William Macy,
who has not
been charged,
accompanied her to these proceedings.
How did he not know anything about this? I find that very hard to believe. You're paying off some guy to get your daughter into school.
I believe he was in the room when the phone call was made, but there's no way to draw the direct line between the dad and,
so he didn't
and
know,
the
he,
transaction.
He just didn't know anything about
it. Plausible deniability.
Oh, come on.
Whereas with the other, I don't want to say the other dingbat because Felicity Huffman is not a dingbat. With Lori Loughlin and her dingbat husband, they are alleged to have both been instrumental in taking the fake Rowan photos.
And they have evidence of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But how William Macy didn't know that Felicity Huffman, his wife, was paying tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but if it was $15,000 and you are Hollywood millionaires, I do not think it is without...
That's a night out on the town.
Honestly, when you have that much money, Scott, I don't think either one of them would have blinked at that.
I understand, but Dan, I'm not talking about William Macy looking at the bank statement and going, honey, where'd $15,000 go? I get it that they're millionaires. I get it that they're people of privilege. I understand that. What I'm saying is, at night, as they're laying in bed, Felicity Huffman never just said, hey, Bill, just so you know, in case this ever comes out, here's what I did for whomever. You know, let's say the kid's name is Becky. I don't know. Here's what I did for Becky. I went and paid $15,000 to help her get into Stanford. That never came up.
Listen to what she says in her 3-page letter to the judge. The factual story is I did not go shopping for a college counselor to find out how to rig an SAT score. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know such a scheme existed.
Yeah.
Her intention was to hire a counselor to maximize her daughter's success in applying for colleges.
Yep.
She goes on to detail how many mothers at her daughter's public school for performing arts warned her not to leave the college process in the hands of an overworked, understaffed administrator, mm-hmm. and that a private college counselor was a, quote, vital necessity.
Yep.
This guy was recommended as one of the best. Mm-hmm. I was told I would be lucky if I could get him to sign on to help me.
Yeah. Okay. Do you believe a word of what you just read?
I believe she started out looking for help for her daughter. And then I believe you go down that rabbit hole. And
but you don't believe.
He says, here's the deal, for $15,000.
She pleaded guilty to a charge.
I think once she did it, she knew what she was doing was wrong. Okay. I think she started out actually just looking for help for her kid.
She went looking for help getting in the front door, and someone said, why don't you go in the side door? And she said,
that's
okay.
That's the way to say it.
That's a really good way to put it, Will.
I think in the beginning, she was just trying to help her kid out, and then he said, guess what I can do for you? Mm-hmm. And she said, okay.
So she should go to jail. I think a month what is...
I'm just asking...
I think a month is fair.
What does putting her in jail for a month accomplish other than look what can happen to you if you do this? Because she's the poster child for bad parenting.
What's the point in putting anybody in jail other than to say, look what can happen to you if you do this?
Okay.
Putting them in timeout?
No. You have to send her to jail. Otherwise, it looks like the privileged get what they always get, which is a free walk.
But only 30 days?
She pleaded guilty. What are you going to do?
Fraud.
Well, I understand, but come on, man. I mean, was anybody really hurt?
Well, no, but I mean, if somebody that didn't have, and granted, if somebody didn't have the money to pay a good lawyer, they wouldn't have the money to do this. But if somebody didn't have the money to get the best lawyers, I think they'd probably spend more than 30 days.
That's true. But that's
the nature of anything in the court system.
But again, she pleaded guilty. What are you going to do? Spend hundreds of thousands of dollars if she doesn't? Taking her to court? I mean...
On a guilty plea as part of a plea deal, I don't see a problem.
She's a registered felon for the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. Not that matters, Scott. She's an actress.
She says, the decision haunted me terribly. I knew it was not right, and I came to my senses and stopped the process for her second daughter. Now, listen to this. She described the moment when her first daughter asked her with tears streaming down her face, quote,
did you not believe in me?
Didn't you believe in me? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you think I could do it on my own? And here's what I will tell you. There is no sentence they can give this woman that is going to correct that daughter standing in front of her asking, why did you do this? There's nothing you can do to her.
Mm-hmm. 576-7798. We'll stare at Sam Stevie. Dinnerite. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. News here at the bottom of the hour. By the way, that's Twisted Sister, 1984. Frida in Independence. Frida, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey there. Thank you. I was just concerned about the phrase, who does it hurt anyway? I think that's a rather cop-out because of the kids that could have had that spot who worked for it and are not privileged.
Fair.
And just because she is privileged, why are we giving her more privilege? I'm not doing more time.
What do you think would be a fair punishment for something like this? I mean, nobody was physically hurt by this.
Well, once again, that's fair isn't always a very good choice of word.
Because so many kids can't get into those schools, Frida.
What do you think would be an appropriate sentence?
What's appropriate?
Yeah, more than 30 days. That's next to nothing.
Okay.
That's next to nothing.
Okay.
I think people are split on this. And if you look at the text line, people are screaming, why are we spending money putting her in prison? That's ridiculous. Or, screw you, she's got to go to jail. Why do you defend her? I'm not defending her at all.
I'm not defending her either. I just don't think throwing her in jail does anything.
Her biggest crime was against her own family. Mm-hmm. She will never, it's going to be a long time before that is healed in the eyes of a 17 or 18 or 19-year-old girl who then has to go around wherever she is today and try to justify her existence at whichever school she ended up.
She did more damage to her daughter than she did to herself.
Oh, without question. Without question. I think she'll get the month and...
Which is fine. I mean, why do we need to spend money putting this woman in jail?
You know what I think?
I think 30 days
the bigger issue is, the wider issue, is this exposed how filthy that process has become.
That's a great point.
And if you think this is just about Felicity Huffman and that dingbat on Full House, dig deeper into some of the stories about how filthy that application and admissions process has become. The system was set up to allow this to happen. Period. End of story.
I feel cheap that we played by the rules.
Yeah.
My kid actually got in without anything for me.
I went to JUCO because I didn't want to
worry
about
that. She
actually
omitted your name on her application.
Oh, probably true.
Father, no.
I have no idea who he is.
Some Nebraska
guy. Not
guy.
Present in my life.
He abandoned us when I was two.
Went out for a pack of smokes and didn't come back.
Must have been a good pack of smokes.
It's not too hard. I'm just not a big fan of it.
1986, by the way, was the year on that.
I do love the story of how that song made it to number one, because it had never been number one on any chart before. And then you may recall, like 2 or 3 years ago, it was featured in an insurance ad where the microwave clock was ticking down in a break room.
Yes.
It made it to number one on the commercial songs chart.
There is not a commercial
there
songs chart.
There is a commercial
chart. You're lying.
You're
nope.
lying.
Dead serious. There is a commercial songs chart, and that
Stop
is the
it.
Only time that that song made it to number one, roughly
so
30
dumb.
Years after release.
Even
that is
like,
so dumb.
Are you meaning, like, for real, today there's also a commercial songs chart?
Yes, there is a commercial songs chart that is put out, I do believe, every week, just like every other chart that there is.
You've got to be kidding
me. No, it is a thing, and it literally just, focuses on songs that are used in TV commercials.
How am I 45 years old and I never knew there was a commercial songs chart?
So is like Sarah McLachlan number one every week?
No.
Because of the ASPCA spots? Mm-hmm. I've never actually looked at the commercial songs chart when it comes out.
Nobody else has either.
Well, apparently Europe did. They were very pleased with that.
Okay. Is he right?
Yeah. This is a thing. What would we do without you, Will Starrett?
You'd be just fine.
Now, if it's a jingle, does that count, or does it have to be a song?
No, it's a song.
It has to be a song used in a commercial.
I believe, it has
okay.
to be an actual song.
Got it.
Hang on, I'm going to look up where Europe finished.
Oh, God, here we go.
Well, it's your mom's fault.
Your top 40 Billboard charts book.
Yes, which I have right in front of me.
The Little Spoon, When He Goes to Bed at Night.
Well, I do read this quite a bit.
Well, yeah, it'd be really awkward if that book was The Big Spoon, considering how much smaller it is than,
Europe. In 1986, with that song, reached number 8, and it stayed on the charts for 9 weeks. Do you want to know what their highest charted song was?
The only other Europe song I can think of is what, Carrie?
That would be the one.
It's the only other one I know.
Things may change, my friend.
Well, they may.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hit so number 3.
Oh. Oh, so bad. He had hair like Tina Turner, like a lion's mane of hair.
Wasn't it glorious?
Yeah, one of the funniest things I ever heard was someone saying his first crush was the chick in the Final Countdown video. And then because he realized this was the hottest blonde chick he'd ever seen. And then
Turn it up.
Discovered, oh, wait, that's a dude.
This song is so bad.
His hair was like
But
Scott's.
I won't turn it off.
So when, far, it's good.
When lights go down. I remember this song.
I see no reason.
Wait.
I'm good with it so
you
far.
For you to cry. We've been through this before.
In every time.
In every season.
Wait. Stop.
This
Stop the
is weird.
I want you to fast forward this song. And we're gonna.
I can see it in your eyes.
We're going to do a quick impromptu finish the lyric with Dana Wright.
Oh, it's so bad.
So just go anywhere in the song. I don't care. And then pot it up and then stop it when I tell you to. Go. I think the guitar solo starts right here. So go farther.
Can't you see it in my eyes?
Goodbye, whoa, whoa, care.
they changed. Oh, okay. All right. My friend. Yeah. Whoa.
We got it. We're good.
What Trust me, we're very good.
Stuff stuck in my head. What year was that?
That song was 1986.
Oh, I had the cassette in my Toyota Corolla hatchback. I almost guarantee it.
Will, you want to play a little finish that lyric?
I really don't. That creeps me out.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Now you have to sing the lyric.
Oh, I have to sing?
Yeah. You got to belt it out.
Okay. Well, I'll do my best.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'm going to get.
Here you go. Let it shine on the song.
Tell me, are we alive or just to die in planning? What are the chances?
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was so awesome.
Well, I had to be my own backup singer there,
I mean,
you know?
Clearly.
Well, no. Duh.
Otherwise, you're not hitting all the lyrics.
You got another one in you there, partner?
Sure.
Hang on.
Make it as high of an octave as possible.
No, please don't. Don't make me sing Loving You or anything like that.
I will always love you.
You ready? All right, here comes your song, and I'll stop it, and then you have to sing it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to wait for the verse to come in here. Now, wait, here, a little bridge here.
Sure. You keep me standing tall. You help me through it all. I actually have no idea.
I'm strong when you're beside me.
That's what it was. I had no idea what the lyric was there because he just goes, I'm always down when you're beside me. And I'm like, what is that?
Did you say inside or B-side?
I guess B-side, but sometimes it sounds like inside, which really changes the lyrics of that song in a major way.
I hit mute on that one, so the lyrics kept going.
We were right.
I'm going to give you I'm going to give you one more song.
Okay.
We'll stare it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me get this set up here. All right. You ready?
I think so.
Let's see if you can do this one.
Okay.
Hang on.
Such
bridge,
a jam.
Little bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm seeing clearly how I still need you near.
I still love you so.
Still love you so.
There's something between us that won't ever leave us. There's no letting go.
I still love you so.
Dana, that was perfect.
There's something
you too, Will.
Thank you.
That won't ever leave us. There's no letting go.
No once in a lifetime, but it depends on which verse.
No,
it changes
you're right,
in the chorus.
You're right. Keep going with the but I.
But I just didn't know it till my life fell apart. Second once in a lifetime, maybe too much to ask, but...
I swam with the sharks?
No. Second once in a lifetime, maybe too much to ask, but I swear from the heart, if ever you're in my arms again. Yeah.
Come on, sing it with me.
Let's not.
All right. Anyways, sorry. I just want to play a little impromptu game of finish that lyric.
I like how you didn't even sing when you said sing it with me.
Well, everybody in the car is singing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they are. Oh, yeah.
He sang it with his microphone off.
Right, yeah. Right.
Thankfully.
Which is the way it was intended.
That's right. Oh, I have to tell you this story. This is so sweet. It starts out bad, but it ends up sweet.
Oh, God.
A Florida student, okay, he's an elementary school student,
okay,
who is obsessed with the University of Tennessee. I think he's a special needs kid.
Okay.
He's obsessed with the University of Tennessee, and he wanted to represent the Volunteers, okay, that's their mascot, during his elementary school's College Colors Day, but he didn't have any University of Tennessee apparel.
Oh.
So he took matters into his own hands. he created on a piece. He had an orange shirt.
Okay.
Okay, which is their color.
He just didn't have the expensive licensed logo.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's special needs. I don't think he comes from a family of any sort of means. So what he did was he took I don't even need to read the story. I've already read it two times. He took a piece of white paper and drew a UT symbol on his shirt or on the piece of paper. And then safety pinned it to his shirt. Okay. He goes to school on College Apparel Day or whatever day it was, school Pride Day, whatever. And his classmates made fun of him.
Of course they
did. So here is the picture of the
handmade design.
Handmade piece of paper, safety pinned to his shirt, okay? And he just writes UT, okay?
Okay.
The University of Tennessee gets wind of this story.
I love this story.
I do too.
Did they just flood him with Tennessee gear?
No, it's even better.
No, they didn't. They didn't flood him with anything.
What'd they do?
They made their own shirt
with his exact design
on their shirt.
That's cool.
It is now an official UT logo.
And guess what? Everybody wants one.
It's already sold over 30,000.
That's cool.
It might be honestly the coolest.
Look at that!
Collegiate response. Yes.
And you're not even remotely a Tennessee fan.
I think I've been to Tennessee once, and it was just driving through.
Yeah, and that's the state of, not the university of. Right. You've never been to the University of Tennessee.
God, no.
Yeah. Do you even know where it is?
No. Knoxville?
Yes, actually,
it's in Tennessee, right?
I just had a way to narrow it down there, Steve.
Does it say anything else? Does it say, like, is there a tagline or is there anything on the back or is it just the simple logo that he drew?
It's just the logo that he drew.
It's got the two little periods after the U and the T.
And they have made it the official UT shirt this week.
I absolutely love it.
Even the scribbles between the letters are on the shirt.
Yeah.
Because he scribbled in the word of between the U and the T.
It's awesome.
I love this story.
Mm-hmm.
I love this kid.
That's good.
And you know what I love? I love the heart of the University of Tennessee for doing this for this young man. This makes me so happy.
I bet you they have him do a game.
I hope that, look, he's got the O down here and the F is way up here.
I love it.
I hope they have him lead the team out on a game.
I love it. That because you know sweet. What? It's not about coloring in the lines.
It's
not at all. You know, he was a fan through that.
In fact, I think I'm going to go to Amazon right now and get one of these shirts. I love this shirt.
I'm going to look it up. See if there's any left.
It's already sold 35,000. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, that's great.
What a great kid and what a great gesture by the University of Tennessee. Kudos to them.
And none of those kids who made fun of him get one of those shirts, by the way.
You damn right
Not
they
one.
Don't. You damn right. 576-7798.
Just a night to keep you company around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house,
One quick correction and one clarification. Our house, it has a crowd. Apparently, the University of Tennessee did drop off a ton of swag at this kid's house.
They're calling it the anti-bully t-shirt.
And so I also, and this is the clarification, a lot of people want to know, does the kid get a cut? The University of Tennessee is donating all profits to an anti-bully campaign.
Awesome.
So just look up University of Tennessee anti-bully shirt if you're interested. But the story is that this kid, he was an elementary school kid, was going to school, and it was, you know, show your team pride day or whatever. So you wear your Kansas Jayhawks t-shirt or your
college colors day.
Yeah. Mizzou t-shirt or whatever. Yeah. Well, he lives in Florida and he didn't have a University of Tennessee shirt, although he's a big UT fan. And so he just wrote on a piece of paper, UT, with little periods after the U and a period after the T and the word of sort of somewhere scrambled between the U and the T.
So cute.
And he safety pinned it to his t-shirt, which was orange. Which is the school color, of course.
Fitting.
Yep. And everybody at school bullied him for it. Oh, you're a nerd. Well, he's not a nerd anymore.
I think that they should give this kid a full ride.
Give him a full ride to Knoxville and let him walk the team out next weekend.
Oh, right. Heck yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Just make sure they don't trample him. I'm take a real sour turn real fast.
Isn't that cool, though? I mean, this kid has got to be just on cloud nine right now. Somebody wrote in, I'm not crying, you're crying. It's a great story.
You know, it the other one you have to look up today, story. If you have not seen it today, and you have to see it. I'm going to describe it, but you have to see it, and I know it's on our Facebook page. There are two toddlers walking down a very busy street. I cried.
Oh, my God. I about damn lost my...
And, Scott, they can't be 2 years old.
They are 2 years
old. Okay, so one of the little buddies is, you know, walking east, and one of the little buddies is walking west, and they spot each other on this crazy busy New York street.
New York City, they take off
on a dead run, like a scene out of a movie, and throw their arms around one another in absolute raw human joy. It is just a joyous, lovely human connection between these little buddies. And you hear one of them go, my friend,
my friend. And one of them has a toy in his hand.
And he's showing it to him.
Yeah.
And
oh my God.
I've watched it 20 times and I'm telling you, I cry every time I see it because it is the sweetest thing.
Oh yeah. Videos like that. That's why Al Gore invented the internet. That right there.
Mm-hmm. Kids are so awesome.
He's just so genuinely happy to see him.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to find it on the internet.
And you're right, Sam. I mean, kids, before we fill their heads with all kinds of crap, are just the best.
Just pure happiness. Absolutely. On the street
you
are. Yeah. Oh, it's so cute. Darling, if you have not, just look up Toddlers Hug New York, and you will see it. It is all over the internet.
Go to the KMBZ Facebook page.
It's on the KMBZ Facebook page.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
My friend.
Thank you, Digital Sheriff Dan.
My friend.
I said my friend.
Yes, mm-hmm. here it is. Oh, my God, it's so good. Look.
If you crank it up, you can hear
and
him say my friend.
They're running towards each other. And then they just hug, and one kid's got a little toy in his hand. He's like, look at this.
You got here. Take a look at it.
This is Superman.
You can tell they're talking. They know exactly what they're saying.
I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Absolutely love it.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.